The police were walking back and forth in the street, trying to keep people behind that rope they had stretched along the curb. The crowd was excited. They were noisy, and everyone was jostling and shoving in an effort to be in the best possible place. The sun was beating down, there was hardly any breeze, and the people who had been standing there for 2 or 3 hours were showing signs of getting a rather severe sunburn. But no one seemed to mind the heat or the crowds or the fact that their feet hurt from standing on the concrete sidewalk. The excitement of the event itself completely overshadowed all the discomforts of the situation. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Second Coming of Christ. We were in Christchurch, New Zealand, participating in an evangelistic thrust during the 10th annual British Commonwealth Games. Scores of churches had banded together to provide an outreach for the gospel to the hundreds of overseas visitors to the city of Christchurch on New Zealand's South Island. The highlight of the games was when the Queen of England presented the medals to some of the champions. She was flying in, and my wife and I had joined the thousands of others to see her arrival as she and some of the rest of the royal family came from Great Britain. Every eye was straining to catch the first glimpse of the huge silver plane as it appeared in the sky. A mood of joy and expectation ran through the crowd as the time drew near. Then someone shouted, "I see it! There it is!" And sure enough, high in the sky, many miles distant, you could see the tiny speck of silver in the sun. It grew nearer, made its approach, and landed. The Queen and her party stepped out and made their way to the podium where she made a brief speech to the crowd. Then they got in their limousine and slowly drove by those of us lined up against the ropes. They smiled and waved, and we smiled and waved back. In a moment, it was all over. But the memory remains. It was quite exciting. There's a verse of Scripture that says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the same way that the people of New Zealand look for the arrival of their Queen, so we should be looking for the coming of our King. It's a blessed hope, a happy hope, and a sure hope, because Jesus himself said, "I will come again." What a difference it would make in our daily lives if we lived life on tiptoe, expectantly, or a sense of excitement permeated our spirit, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Have you given much thought to the promise of Christ's return? When Jesus was taken up to heaven after his ministry on earth was completed, the angels told the apostles, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." May God bless you as you look for that blessed hope.